Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, for we know that it all belongs to you, God. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 14 through 22. And I've entitled this morning's message, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. And many of us were grateful this past weekend, spending time with family and friends. And Yolanda and I, like I mentioned, we were grateful to this stranger who blessed us. And you know, nowadays, everything that you go out to eat at, it's double now. It's double now. Before, $20 would take care of two people. Now it's $40. And we don't know how much more it's going to be as inflation riddles the nation. But I'm here to let you know, despite of what's going through in our lives, situations at home, predicaments we find ourselves in, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, when we somehow sometimes miss the mark, I'm here to let you know that through it all, we have a grateful heart. Can I get amen? And we give God thanks and glory to what he's doing in our life. And so are we there? Let's go and read the word. And it reads, Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Say that with me. Rejoice always. Verse 17. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not what? Quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good and abstain from every form of evil. Praise God. Praise God. We serve a mighty God, don't we? And so, saints, gratitude comes easily when everything's going our way. It really does. We're happy, go lucky. Yeah, praise God. But when the bottom of your bag bursts through and everything falls out of your grocery bag, guess what? You're having a bad moment now, aren't you? Well, saints of God, as I mentioned, when everything is going well, what happens when the opposite takes place? Well, I've learned this right up here. Even through setbacks and heartaches and trials and tribulations, in everything what? Give thanks. Oh, what do you mean give thanks? You don't know what I'm going through. No, but God does. God knows what you're going through. And guess what? He will see you through. How many of you have been in situations where you thought, man, is this trial ever going to end? Oh, come on. Oh, that's right. Some trials can last about a year. But as a child of God, we are to endure all things. Can I get amen? Give God thanks and praise. Let him know that, you know what? This too shall pass. And you got to believe that these things will pass if you hold on. But you got to hold on. And saints, that includes both good and bad and hard times. But when we don't understand, saints of God, why God allows us to go through the sufferings and the trials, we may let our situation extinguish our grateful heart. And a root of bitterness can set in. This is where we have to guard our heart. Can I get an amen? Instead of rejoicing and praising God for what he is and what he's doing for us, we focus on our pain. Yes. and confusion, and we begin to doubt the Lord, and we start doubting his word. However, saints of God, there's always a however, amen? When we choose to be thankful in every situation, despite of our feelings, we're going to reap many benefits. Why? Because God wants us to praise him through the fire. God wants us to praise him through the trial. Oh, that's right, he does. He didn't promise us a rose garden. Can I get amen? He didn't say every day you're going to be tiptoeing through the tulips. Oh, that song was way before you. There are two prominent passages that speak about gratitude in the believer's life, saints of God. One of them is this right up here. Look at this. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I want you to see that again. In what? Everything. Everything. That means your trial. Amen. That means even being persecuted. That means even being ridiculed. That's even if someone slanders your name. You ever had someone slander you and you weren't there to defend yourself? And now five other people think ill about you and you weren't even there to say or defend yourself. That's called a slanderer, and God will have his way with those kind of folks. But in everything, give thanks. Everything. When you got $10,000 saved up, or if you only got $10 left in your wallet, you give God thanks. Can I get amen? Amen? You see, the Lord desires that we have a grateful spirit no matter what our circumstances may be. And every one of us go through different trials and different times, different seasons. But I'm here to let you know that if God be for you, who could be against you? Greater is he that lives in us than that he that lives in the world. Amen. You got to get that word of God built up in you so that you'll be able to stand in the evil day. And I believe we are living in evil days. You can't watch television no more. There's too many ungodly things now, just in commercials. My goodness. Oh, that's right. And so, saints of God, we can always thank him. One of the things we can truly thank God for, and it's on the top of the list, our salvation. Yes. Hallelujah. He drew us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Many of us were on the wrong path. Yes. Hallelujah. And he supernaturally intervened on behalf. Why? Because we were on a path of self-destruction. And there would have been nobody to blame, but you did it to yourself. Oh, come on. He saved us from ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We were headed to crash and burn. And yet God said, I'm saving you because I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you in ways that you could never imagine. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Listen, even Paul, who wrote to the Ephesian church, understood this. Look at this. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even to the Father. Although we are told to thank the Lord, it is for this right up here. Once again, say that with me. For all things. And this includes anything that's contrary to God's nature or his commands. Praise God. As I indicated before, we can thank him whatever comes our way. Oh, that's right. When I first got saved, my goodness, I was tested and tried. Praise God. Praise God. By the way, I was going to share a testimony. I'm going to hold on to it. Remember a testimonial evening we had? Or that morning? Okay, so we're going to have another one. January 1st on a Sunday here. Now, listen, we don't party like the world on New Year's Eve no more, do we? Do we? No. No. So January 1st was on a Sunday. We're going to have prayer, worship. We need to pray the new year in. Can I get amen? Pray for our family. Bring your family. We need to lay hands on them and pray for them for another year. And be thankful to God. And we want to hear some more testimonies. Come on. You got to hear the testimony that I'm going to share. When I first married Sister Yolanda, how a Jewish doctor saved my life. Yes. Oh, she's heard it before. But many have it. I'm going to share that again. I know. Listen, some of you that didn't get the opportunity that day, come out. Come out and testify. Why? Because testimonies are strong and powerful and anointed. Why? Because God was in it. God was in it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so he allows our lives that is according to his sovereign will, saints of God, knowing that he promises to work everything out for our good. How many love when God works out everything for your good?
Amen.
Despite of how you fumbled the ball.
Amen.
Despite how you tripped over yourself.
Amen.
Despite of what you said to someone and damaged their heart and left them there to bleed. Despite all that, he's still good to us. So always remember this verse of scripture right up here. Look at this. In Romans 8:28, and we know that all things, say that with me, all things work together for good to those who love God. How many of you love God? Come on, you love God? All those who love God, to those who are called according to what? His purpose. You are called for purpose. There is purpose and a destination to your life. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We are not coincidences. That's right. We're not someone that he just, you need a ride here. I'll open the door and take you down the street and then open the door and let you out. He doesn't kick us to the curb. Can I get amen? He's with us to the very end until he calls us home. Praise God. Saints, we won't always see the good immediately or even during our lifetime. Praise God. But in heaven, he will make it known to us.
Amen.
How many can't wait for that blessed day?
Amen.
As I shared with you, when we go into glory, all the stars in the galaxies in the universe combined together still will not be bright enough.
Thank you, Lord.
To the brightness and the glory that we will have with him. And he'll give us bodies that contain his glory. Hallelujah. We'll be just imagine from the tip to your head to your toes, it's joy unspeakable. I know it's hard to fathom that, but just remember, for those of you that got baptized the very first time with the Holy Spirit, and you were just filled with this joy and you couldn't comprehend it. You were grinning from your mouth to your ears, like, man, what is this? You guys remember that, right? You remember? You remember? Oh, come on. Well, listen, times that by a billion. And the glory of God is going to radiate right through it. I mean, his glory is going to go right through us, and it's not going to consume us. It's not going to burn us away. We'll have a body like his. And so, my friends, question is this. Why should we be grateful to God in everything? Why? You ever ask yourself why? Well, number one, it keeps us continually aware that we are walking in his presence, which contributes to a godly life. So if we have that awareness and we're walking with him, we know that he's with us. Can I get amen? Especially when it comes upon you or when he ignites in you inwardly. Man, there are times I could be sitting down somewhere or just driving, and all of a sudden his presence just starts to explode in me. I go, oh my gosh. It's one of those hallelujah moments where sometimes it's so intense, I have to pull over and say, God, and just start worshiping him for his presence. There's nothing like it. I wouldn't trade that in for anything. And I truly believe that God intensifies his presence in me like that to let me know this is far better than what you used to do. What you used to crave for.
Yes.
what you were addicted to. I'm going to make it better so that you don't crave that no more. And that you would only crave me. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed? It's one thing of knowing who he is, but there's another thing when he's living inside you. Hallelujah. You can know all about him, but do you know him? And does he know you? Has he been birthed in you? Praise God, by faith. You don't have to beg for it. Word of God tells me, ask. Ask. You know, I believe Jesus said this in his word in the Gospels. He says, you fathers, you give gifts to your children, and yet some of you will give a scorpion or a snake. But how much more your heavenly Father will give you if you ask him for the Holy Spirit? Come on. Our gifts down here are limited, what we can give our children, but God will give you the ultimate gift, the Holy Spirit. Listen, no matter what happens throughout a day, saints of God, we can always thank him. Can I get amen? Knowing that our loving God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. God is helping us walk through this life with us. He's with us. And to understand those three terms that I just mentioned, I have just a little breakdown for that. Let's go to the first one. Omnipresent. God fills all space. He's everywhere at once. Right now, as we're preaching, it's probably sometime early in the morning in China, and yet his presence is there too. Can I get amen?
Yes.
Wherever your forefathers are from, Some of them are in the Polynesian islands. Some of them are down deep in Mexico. Wherever geographically they are, God is there too. Because he fills what? All space. And then he's omnipotent. God is all powerful. He's almighty. He spoke the whole entire universe into existence. He spoke it by his word. And it came to be. Hey, he formed us in our mother's womb. He knew your name before you were even conceived in your mother's womb. He already saw the plan for your life before you even existed. This is how powerful and mighty he is. And look at this. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. God is all-knowing. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I like to say it best. We got these little pea brain, little pea, tiny little pea brains for a mind. And God can read everyone's mind. I believe I saw it yesterday on a news clip. There's 8 billion people now on planet Earth. 8 billion. And guess what? He can read all of our minds at one time. What? We can't get nothing past God. I hope you know that.
Amen.
Don't ever think, oh man, you know, I'll go into my room and lock the door and nobody's here but me. Yeah, guess what? Jesus is sitting right next to you.
Amen.
Don't think you're not alone. Praise God. Number two, look at this. Gratitude motivates us to look for the Lord's purpose in everything that happens. There's purpose. He allows us to go through certain situations of life so that we can learn areas in our life. There's some things that you guys have it down, okay? But that same thing that you have down and got it, you know what? I've overcome that. I'm good there. But for me, that might be a weakness for me, and vice versa. Every one of us have a different walk with him, but he's always there. And so he's allowed things. Unexpected trials, even suffering may cause us to question God or feel as though, saints of God, he's forgotten us. Have you ever felt abandoned by God? Oh, God, where are you in this? But he has promised to bring good from even our worst experience. Can I get amen? So I don't care what you have gone through. He's going to make good out of what seemed like was so sorrowful. And so pitiful, so hurtful, so harmful, so harsh. Many of us has gone through those things in life. And whatever we understand or not, saints of God, we can rely on his trustworthiness. God is trustworthy. Can I get an amen? And we need to thank him for the good that he has promised you and I. For what? To produce in our lives fruit and character and godliness through him as we continue to thank him. Look what Paul wrote to Timothy right up here. Look at this. This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save us sinners. Every one of us has sinned and come short of the glory of God. Can I get amen? And then Paul says, and whom I am a chief sinner. There's a lot of chiefs in here. I'm one of them. Can I get amen? I was a chief sinner. If there was a higher rank, I probably would. That was me. However, for this reason, look what Paul said. I obtained mercy that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering. Guess what? God was all long-suffering in our BC years. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. When we was walking around like knuckleheads, he still showed us grace and mercy. Can I get amen? Aren't you so blessed that he didn't stamp us out like a cucaracho? He could have. He's God. We had nothing to say in that. But we obtained mercy that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. You know what that spoke to me? Look at this. As a pattern to those who are going to believe. These are people that have not yet believed, and he's having mercy on those, right? All the way to the day they get saved. That means we could have been destroyed. He could have just done away with us, but we didn't have that opportunity yet to believe. And then that day came, that supernatural day came when he drew you lovingly to the cross. He didn't beat you on the head and said, come on, and drag someone like a cave person. He didn't do that. I was drew to the cross by his love. And by the way, I didn't get saved inside of a church. I got saved in front of an elementary school at 10 o'clock at night by a custodian.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Oh, he didn't get saved in my church. I don't know if he's saved. God will save you anywhere. Can I get amen? Anywhere. He'll save you right in the midst of your sin. Hallelujah. I was going to a gang fight. I remember this one brother at North Park Apostolic. He said, I was going to a party. And God. Deterred him. And drew him to the cross. God saved. My goodness. My goodness. Look at this. Those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. This is what God is just looking for us to trust him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, he's not asking you to do 100 laps around Sweetwater's football field. He's not asking you to do 300 push-ups and sit-ups, which none of us in here would be able to do. He's just saying, trust me.
Amen.
Just trust me and watch me work it out for you. Can I get amen? Learn to trust him, and God will work it out. Number three, look at this. Being grateful brings us into submission to God's will when we're suffering pain and heartache, and many of us have. In the midst of emotional or physical pain, saints, we may not feel grateful to God. But that's when we should start, hallelujah, to express verbally how good he is, even in the midst of pain. The testimony I'm going to share on that day, Sister Yolanda, she didn't know what to do. I was in the back seat of my car, rushing me to the hospital. And I was saying, the pain was so bad. I said, God, just take me home. Take me home. And yet he was with me. I got you, son. I got you, son. God knows the weakness of human emotions and understands that our thanks may be just words in the beginning. But he honors our obedience, saints of God, in choosing to express gratitude. Can I get amen? A good familiar picture in the Word of God was Paul and Silas. When they would preach the gospel, and then they would be incarcerated. Just imagine, you're out there in the street corner, maybe you went to the mall and set up a little thing, and you're just preaching, and they hauled you away to prison. Can you still praise them in there with all the thugs in there? Can you still praise them? Look at this story right here. Look at this in Acts 16. Look at this. Now, it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." Look at this in verse 18. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, because he knew the spirit that was on her, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her masters, check this out, when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they were using this demon-possessed woman to make money. They seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. Look at this in verse 20. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful to us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude, look at this, rose up together against them. And the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. What is a rod? It's a steel beam. Beaten with that. Look at this. And when they had laid many stripes on them, that means many stripes, meaning many beatings, meaning they were welted with bruises, and they were probably cut to the core. They threw them in prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks where they couldn't move. Just imagine if they had to go to the restroom. That prison was not like Donovan's prison. Donovan's prison has all the amenities: flat screen TVs, hot and cold running water, showers you can take, fed three times a day. These guys were pinned to each other. And just imagine, it was rat infested. And so they had to go bathroom right there. Wow. And look at this. Verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Now let me ask you this. Were they moping? Were they going, "Oh, woe is me? Oh, well, someone come and get us out of here"? They were worshiping. Hallelujah. Saints of God, there's going to be times where you need, hallelujah, to praise your way through. Can I get amen? Even in the most harshest times that you will ever go through, you praise your way through. You thank God for the testimony. You thank God for the trial. You thank God even for the pain. Look at this. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were what? They were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. This is key, because when you're going through and people in your sphere of influence knowing you're going through, they are looking at you to see how you are going to react through this trial. And the way you react is praising God. You know what? I'm going to be fine because Jesus is my healer. Hallelujah. You got to testify to the unbelieving people in your life that guess what? I'm trusting God. It may not look good to you. It sure doesn't feel good to me, but I'm trusting God.
That's right.
That he's going to see me through. That's what the world needs to see. They need to see a real God come alive to them.
Amen.
Praise God. Look at this. Suddenly, it was a suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. What? That was through worship and praise and giving God all the glory. My God, this is here for you and I to understand that if God did it for them, he will do it for you.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at verse 27. And the keeper of the prison guard, awakened from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. Why would he want to kill himself? You know why? Because Caesar Augustus would have said, you let them all go. You're responsible for these prisoners. We're going to put you to death. So he was about to end his life because the prisoners, they fled. The angels came in and they shook that place and all the shackles fell off. Praise God. Look at this in verse 28. But Paul called with a loud voice saying, do yourself no harm. For we are all here. They didn't run. Wow, that must have been a shock to this jailer. Then he called for a light, ran in, fell down trembling before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You see, when they were in there praising and giving God glory, that made an impact on this jailer, this unbeliever. My question is, are you making a great impact on your friends and family members the same way? Where they can see you going through whatever it may be. They watch you come to church on Sundays to praise and worship God. And they say, man, this is ongoing with them. There's got to be something about it. See, you're giving them a taste of heaven. You're giving them a taste of how good God is. You want to cause thirstiness to come to them, that they would thirst after the things that you love and adore, especially when it comes to worshiping and praising God. Look at this. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And you and your household, my goodness, this is verse 31, look at this. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, and your whole household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him, to all who were in his house. This is the jailer's house. This is the guy that had the sword. This is the guy that would maybe bring them a glass of water when they were chained up. Look how everything reversed, but it reversed for the good. We don't know if this jailer kicked them. We don't know if this jailer cursed them out. We don't know how mean this jailer was, but here's where God will use that ugly situation for his glory. He put it in Paul and Silas to love them, to treat them good. They needed to see that side of God like no other time, and it caused an impact. It provoked them to jealousy. It provoked them to know, I want to know the God that you serve. My goodness, look at this. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them that same hour of the night. He washed their stripes. The jailer came, man, I'm going to put healing balm on your stripes because I was the one that beat you. The same one that beat them, he's now washing their stripes. Look at God and his mercy. He's mercy. And he washed their stripes, and immediately he and his family were baptized. What? This is a what moment. What? Not them. Just imagine the prisoners that ran and heard about it. They were all in there in prison, but some of them were saved, and so their shackles got relieved. They ran. But just imagine the report that came back that same one that beat them got saved. See, that's how some people will miss the moment when God is right there and they don't see God. Look at verse 34. Now, when he had brought them into the house, he set food before them and rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. Wow. There's a lot of work to do, saints of God. How many of you have many friends, family members that still don't believe? We all do. And you love them to the cross. You don't condemn them. You let them know that Jesus loves them because he loved us first. Can I get amen? Look at number four. Being thankful reminds us of our continual dependence upon the Lord. God despises a spirit of independence that denies our need of him, or that it would exalt self-sufficiency. Oh, I got the year happy. I don't need your God. I got it. Yeah. You ever had people in your life say, I'm glad you found God. You needed him. I just laugh. I don't come back in a derogatory notion. They're walking in their BC life right now. That's all they know. They don't know God. So how can you share heavenly things when all they know is earthly things? You just be the light before them. Just be the light. Thank you, God. In reality, saints, we are all dependent upon him for every breath we take. Can I get an amen? That's why the scripture says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Yes. You know, when I'm petting my dog, and I now got him to a place he can howl. I just start howling, he'll howl. And when he's howling, when Chikaroo's howling, I'm saying, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Let everything. Even the fish in my tank. Start praising God, because you're going to get fed right now. Praise God. Adversity shows us our weakness and drives us to the Lord. I hope you know that. We as believers, but even unbelievers, when they've heard and seen with their own eyes what God has done for you, when their time of calamity comes, guess what? They're going to be coming knocking at your door. And listen, don't do this. I told you you needed God. No, don't laugh at them. That's a moment, hallelujah, that you've been praying for. Oh, come on in. Let's pray for that right now. And just pray and let God open up a crevice of a crack. And then he will slip in and do the rest. Come on, can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Oh, that's, he will. That's right. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, King David understood this mightily. Look at this. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Can I get an amen? And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Praise God, praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that, saints? Look at our fifth point. We're coming in for a close. Gratitude helps us trust the Lord when we don't understand why. Has there been times in your life that you don't understand why? Praise God. But God knows. Can I get amen?
Yes, he does.
He knows what you're going through. He knows why you're going through it.
Yes.
And guess what? He will be the one to see you through.
Amen.
Oh, that's right. Number six, thanksgiving is essential for rejoicing in the midst of our suffering. Praise God. That's why we wrote in 1 Thessalonians right here, rejoice always and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, of Christ Jesus, for you. Yeah. It's not for him. It's for us. Amen. It's for us. Yes. Thank you, God. Amen. God hears and understands the depth of our agony, saints of God, just as he understood when his son, Jesus Christ, was on that cross, taking on the sins of the world. He was slashed, torn apart. He was mocked and ridiculed. He was slandered upon, and yet he was an innocent man. There was no sin in him. Aren't you so blessed that God sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for our sins? And listen, even in the midst of that agony, you got to remember, he was 100% man and 100% God on that cross. But yet, in his humanity, he suffered. He went through agony. And when he was on that cross, Jesus said this, my God, why have you forsaken me? Well, the Bible tells us that his father had to turn his face because the sins were imputed upon him. Now, I want you to catch this. When all the sins were imputed upon Jesus, that did not turn him into a sinner. Because he never had sin, never will have sin. They were placed on him as an offering for mankind, that he would endure these sins for us, and that God would do something radical for us. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, somebody give God praise and glory. He's so worthy. He is so worthy. How many believe he's so worthy? He's so worthy. Look at this. Gratitude to God in difficult times gives us our witness as a greater impact. We talked about most of that. But look what 1 Peter wrote right here. Look at this. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Okay, things are going to come. We're going to get tried, right? That's what we talked about. As though some strange thing has happened to you. But rejoice. Say that with me. Rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings. Listen, if he suffered, we're going to suffer too. We're not immune from suffering. Can I get amen? That when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. Praise God. When his glory is revealed and we become just like him, we're going to sing that song, Worthy of It All. I think there was a song today, wasn't it? Worthy of It All. It was worthy of it all that we would go through this life. And on the other end of our life, we will experience exceedingly joy to be in his presence. Praise God. And lastly, thankfulness displaces anxiety and peace. When you can be thankful for what you're going through, guess what? Anxiety has to flee. Sorrowfulness has to flee. Depression has to flee. How many of you can honestly say you've been alone, maybe sitting on your couch, and you'll feel like a spirit of depression just came on? You feel lonely, and you feel like there's despair, and you feel like something. Yeah, it is a spirit. That's when faith needs to rise up in the midst of that, the midst of that darkness, and let God arise in your life. Can I get amen? Amen? Look at this right here. The Greek word for peace is Irene, means to bind together. To bind together. We need the peace of God, the love of God, the grace of God to be upon us. Can I get amen? Yes, that's right. Because Paul wrote to the Philippian church and wrote this, be anxious for nothing, But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace, look at this. So when you give God your praise, your supplication, your prayers, your wants, your needs, and some of us even our greeds, give them all. Give it all to him. Amen. Give it all to him. And when you give it all to him, look at this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He'll come in and deflect the depression. He'll deflect the oppression. He'll deflect the negativity. Can I get an amen? He'll put a shield and a buckler around you. He will be our all in all. And put on the whole armor of God. Can I get an amen? What is the whole armor? The helmet of salvation, praise God. The shield of faith. The breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let your loins be girded up with truth. And your feet shod, prepared for the gospel that will take you to and fro to preach the gospel, to share the love of God, to go pray for someone when they're sick. When someone is ill and sick and going through, come on, make a pot of soup or something. Go take it to them. Tell them that you care for them, you love them. Hey, you don't have to cook this thing. Show some act of kindness and love. And let me tell you, that's going to go a long ways. Because they will remember your act of love. And some of them will become friends for life. Because it could be you and only you that maybe, just maybe, are the only ones that came to visit them. Oh, that's right. We need to be about our Father's business. Can I get an amen? Praise God. I said we were closing, and we are. Give me a moment here. Are you getting something out of this? Amen. 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 So, look at this. Thanksgiving focuses our attention on God rather than our circumstances. I need you to see this, and then we will close. Look at this. We're not alone. Can I get an amen? You're not alone. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are not alone. You're not alone. Look at Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. You're not alone. Why are we not alone? Because God is with us. God is with us. Look at this. Matthew 28:20. Look at this. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you what? Sometimes. Always. When I feel like being with you. Always. When I'm mad at you, you won't know I'm there. I am with you always to the end of the age. Amen. And why does he want to be with us? Why? Can you think of anything why he has done this for us? It's right up here. He loves us. He's in love with us. Just imagine if you had the power and the wisdom, the supernatural power to create something out of nothing, and then that thing comes alive, and then it starts to worship you and praise you. And has a mind to acknowledge that you created them. Well, we don't have that. But God does. And so he's in awe when we say, God, I love you. And yet we have not seen him with our own natural eyes. Blessed to those who believe and have not seen him. Isn't that something? We love a God that we have not seen with our natural eyes. And yet his name alone saves us. Jesus, hallelujah. You know, there's people in my life, maybe in yours, I'll believe it when I see it. No, God says, believe it, then you'll see it. Oh, that's right. Look at this. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. 1 John 3:16. And we also ought to lay down our lives for what? one another. One another. He loves us. And here's the best one yet. Because some of us are really young in our age. Maybe some of us are walking young in the walk with God. And it ever comes, sometimes it comes to mind every now and then. God, is there really going to be a heaven for me? Oh God, all these things that I've read, are these real? Or is this just ink on pages? This is where faith comes in. This is where God says, believe and receive. Because one thing is certain in my soul, I'm hoping it's certain in your soul, is this right here. We're, look at this. We're eternally secure.
That's right.
Eternally secure in Christ. Oh, I've been around denominations and other, man, as soon as you think of a sin, you're going to hell. Well, he knew that when he saved you. He knew that before he knew you before he called you to himself. He knew what we were made of. He knew we were going to fall short. Before and even after salvation, we're going to still miss the mark. Can I get amen? But one of the things he has given us his word, and that we can rely on his word and be secure despite of ourselves. Despite of ourselves. Because I'd rather believe God than man. Man will tell you, if you don't do these do's and don'ts and do these and blah, 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 I don't think you're saved. Well, that's man's terms. I'm going to believe what God said. And look at what he said right here in John 10. Come on. Let's look at this. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. We're here not following me. We're not here following the worship team. We're here because we're following Jesus.
Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Yes.
I'm following Jesus. He is the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Can I get an amen? Well, amen. Pastors are just little sub-shepherds that are called. All we are is what he told Peter. Feed my sheep. Look at this. And I give them eternal life, and they shall maybe perish? Does that say maybe? They said they will what? Never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Look at that. If we're in God's hand, ask me who can take you from his hand. You know, I've heard it say like that. Well, you can walk away. Oh, yeah, really? You can walk away? Listen, we're bound by gravity. We can't fly away. The Bible says if we go to the highest mountain, he is there. If we go to the deepest part of the ocean, he is there. If we go into the deepest part of a cave, he is there.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Where are you running from? Look at this. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my what?
Father.
Father are one. Take it up. You know, when you run across these Arminians, it's called the Arminian doctrine. They believe that you could walk with God for 50 years, and then you're driving, and you see a billboard, a half-clad woman, and you get an unpure thought, and then Jesus comes right at that moment. You've perished. Oh, man, they'll come up with all kinds. Come on. It's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but it's by the grace of God that he has saved you and I. We were in a pit headed to a fiery hell, and he came and he snatched us from that place called hell. Can I get amen? Hell's a real place. Jesus talks about hell more than he does heaven, but that's why Jesus came, to save us from that place. And if you haven't seen the movie Before the Wrath, you got to see that movie Before the Wrath. Man, we serve a mighty God.
Amen.
And let me just say this. How many of you can honestly say you go through temptations? How many of you get tempted? How many of you, oh God. No, God, help me, God, help me, God, help me, God. He will bring us through. Listen, look at this. In James 1, 12, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Listen, just follow Jesus. With all our faults and failures, oh God, help me, God. I love you, God. I bless you, God. And listen, his blood that he has eternally washed you from the original sin from Adam. When God looks down, when the Father looks down, he sees us all down. And guess what? He doesn't see our sin no more. He sees the blood that has been applied from his Son on your life that has washed away your sins. Can I get an amen? Aren't you so blessed? It was the blood of Jesus. It was the blood of Jesus. God will turn this experience into something profitable in our lives. And I close with this last scripture. I promise it's the last scripture. And we know that all things, say that with me. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, meaning he knew you before the foundation of the world. He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
He knew us. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that there's a God who already knew us? Even in the midst of being knuckleheads in our BC years. Before Christ. So I ask you these questions. I'm going to ask, look at this. Right here. Here it is. I forgot verse 30. Moreover, whom he predestined, these also he called. Whom he called, these also he justified. Whom he justified, these he glorified. Listen, justification means just as if we've never sinned.
Hallelujah.
So when we stand before God, we're justified by his blood, by the blood of Jesus. And then glorified, we don't see that right now. You know why? Because this is a future tense. He sees us already in our brand new glorified bodies. Hallelujah. That body we talked about. Can I get an amen? And so I leave you with this. When adversity or suffering comes into your life, do you tend to judge God by the circumstance or judge the situation by what Scripture has said about him? Stew on that for a moment. Number two, how would each perspective affect your gratitude and your ability to trust the Lord? And my last point right here. And if I've gone too fast, praise God, you can always roll back the tape. Amen? Praise God, you can always go back. You have reference. Number three, how would a life of consistent gratitude to God equip you for the most difficult moments you might encounter? Wow. Wow. Saints of God, as I close, maybe, just maybe, if you're watching on YouTube and Facebook and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe God's speaking to you. Maybe it's not a coincidence that you logged in and I'm going to check out this ministry, or I've heard about this preacher. Let me see what this is all about. And then now God is speaking to you. It's a divine appointment. And if that's you, God is extending his grace and his mercy toward you. Maybe you've backslidden and you've walked away, and God is drawing you back because he loves you. And he's telling you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If that's you, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you. And maybe someone here that's never given their heart to Jesus. But I'm going to ask that you would pray this simple prayer. This prayer, now, I need you to keep in mind, it's not mystical, it's not magical. Prayer don't save you. It's your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that'll save you. And if you come by faith and believe who he is, who he said he is, and what he will do for you by faith, then look out. He will do the miraculous in your life. And he will confirm in your heart that you are his by faith. If that's you, bow your heart and your head with me and pray this simple prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you, God, that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Come on, is Jesus worthy?
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.